On December 11th, 2005, we had our first guest host. Eric couldn't make it, so Nate Dogg made his first and last appearance on the show. On that show, we did what was probably my favorite bit of all time, Ben and Jerry's Flavors. But first, Crazy Grandmas.
Yes. We are back.
And we're back.
And we're back from cake break.
We're back. We had some cake. We had some pie.
We had some
and
sex.
And we had some sex. And we listened to Barry White.
And I took pictures of it all.
And they will be up on the website.
And I went to the bathroom.
We were just talking during the break about Crazy Grandmas. Pat told us a little bit about hers, and they're getting a little crazy and, crazy.
You know, crazy old ladies.
Crazy old ladies are so funny.
Yeah.
Especially when they try to cook.
Yeah.
They just might put random things in the oven.
Oh, like instead of making a pumpkin pie, they'll just put a whole pumpkin in there. It just blows up.
Yeah.
Well, like if the ingredients call for nutmeg, they just throw the whole can in there. The whole container.
Just put a whole squash in there. Just throw potatoes in the oven.
They just instead of making a turkey,
like mashed potatoes, they'll put turkey. Potatoes and like a tub of margarine in there with it, with the plastic and everything.
Plastic's melting on the oven.
They boil whole potatoes and margarine and milk, a quart of milk all in the same pot,
in the carton.
In the carton, yeah,
yeah.
They make spaghetti. They boil the water, then they take the box of spaghetti and throw the whole box in there. Soggy cardboard.
Jar of sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My shits her pants.
Does she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Your grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Who changes her?
She changes herself.
Oh.
Oh, I gone and done it again. I'll be right back.
Oh, I pooped again.
Can you elaborate, or she just randomly shits herself?
We first found out last year. My mother and her went on a cruise with my aunt and uncle.
Is this your mother's mother?
Yes. And so they're on the cruise ship, and my mom's in the bathroom, and there's a knock on the bathroom door, and she's like, I had a terrible accident. And so she, there's just like shit all over the hotel,
the whole room,
the cabin.
It's a horrible accident.
went down her leg, and it was like shitty footprints and stuff.
Was it bare feet?
Yeah.
You see little feet with poopy.
Yeah.
I think she slaughtered the poo monsters everywhere. Me and the poo monster had a horrible fight. It started on the bed. I threw him up against the wall. And I stomped on him.
He's just bleeding diarrhea. Little bits of corn shooting out of his arteries.
And I stabbed him on the chair. That's where he exploded.
And then he grabbed my leg. And that's where it came from.
He wouldn't let go. So can I clean up?
I'll be in the shower.
Oh, she said he might come back.
She never did bathe after that either.
She never bathed?
Not after that, no.
Ever again?
Well, because my mother goes, all right, here, you know, take all your clothes off. You know, go. They have like the walk-in shower, you know. So I get in the shower, you clean yourself up and everything. She never did. Just try to walk around with shitty
man underwear.
Yeah.
With shitty socks.
She said he might come back.
Hey, see, she's covering her ass with dip poop.
The poo monster.
Oh my god, that's funny.
The beast of poo. You didn't hear him? Yeah, it was. We were going on for a while. And he had a cold, so he was all runny. And he just had corn, so. But Ma, you just had corn for dinner. I know, it's weird.
Oh my god.
That's happened to me, though. I've been attacked by the poo monster.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Loyal listeners to the show would know.
Oh, yeah. Loyal listeners.
All two.
Yeah. Me and you.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's a funny story.
It is. I like it. Little duty comes out, says mm-hmm. hello.
And you wipe it. Yeah. You throw it into the bay.
Yeah.
Or you just go in your bathing suit and have your aunt shake it out.
Yeah. My grandmother did it.
That was your aunt.
No, my grandmother.
Yeah, grandmother.
The one that lives here?
Yes.
I'll get her to do it again.
Let's reenact this.
We'll go in the tub. You go in your bathing suit. And she'll wiggle out the duty. And we'll put on the show.
While she's sitting on her bench.
Yeah. And crapping on it. I like that idea.
Oh, God.
It'll be fun and I'll take pictures.
Yeah. She's and I'll be in the corner.
She's losing control of her farts, her gas. She's going upstairs. She's just hearing, oh, jeez. It's pretty funny.
Oh, and farts are always funny. It doesn't matter who does
it. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they come from like a severe surgery. You know, you got air in your intestines. And it's that's funny. Why you're farting. It's still funny.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if you're in a coma. You never know you're doing it and you fart.
You know what's really fun?
Cancer.
You get to eat a shitload of ice cream when you have cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's what you're talking
about. And you lose a lot of weight, too.
Like, every day.
So you get to eat ice cream and lose weight.
Oh,
and
I got to get that diet.
You get to wear these really awesome wigs. Like, I'm telling you.
I love wigs. I love wigs, eating ice cream, and losing weight. I got to get cancer.
What about spending all your day in bed?
Oh, God. And radiation? I love radiation.
Why are we giving money to these kids in the movie theaters?
Yeah.
They got it made.
They don't need the money.
No.
You know, they can come up with a better...
It's just to buy them better ice cream.
They can go...
Nice. Really?
It's they got like Pathmark ice cream. They're like, this is terrible.
I want Breyers.
What the fuck? I have fucking cancer. You can't spring for some Ben and Jerry's?
I'm dying, you piece of shit. I only have 6 fucking months to live. Give me some fucking Edie's.
Yeah. Where's...
Here's a dollar. Just give me something good.
Kid with cancer, where is he going to get a dollar from?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's $5. Stop at Haagen-Dazs on your way back, all right? Go.
Ben and Jerry's, man. Ben and Jerry's cancer vanilla.
Cancer's rocky road.
Oh, my God. Ben and Jerry's colon cancer.
Ben and Jerry's brain
cancer. They just renamed Rocky Road.
Rocky Road to colon cancer?
Yeah.
I like that.
Or they just put cherries and chocolate, so it looks like you got like real deep bleeding in your anus.
Ben and Jerry's AIDS.
Ben and Jerry's strands of hair in the shower.
Ben and Jerry's clogged drain.
Ben and Jerry urinary.
Fuck! Urinary tract infection? Is
yes!
That what you're going for? Yeah, you always do that.
Fuck, I can't say urinary.
Urinary tract infection. Do it.
Ben and Jerry's urinary tract infection.
That was good.
Thanks.
I like that.
Yeah, edit that part out.
I like that, yeah.
Ben and Jerry's chocolate brain embolism. Is that...
Ben and Jerry's chocolate warts.
Ben and Jerry's AIDS lesion in a box.
That tastes good.
Ben and Jerry's low T cell count.
Ben and Jerry's low chromosome count.
Ben and Jerry's vanilla robe ice cream. It comes with a box of tissues.
And tea.
Tea. And a little plant that's dying in the corner. I just can't get up the strength to water it.
And a gay boyfriend.
Ben and Jerry's Japanese lover that gave you AIDS.
Ben and Jerry's SARS.
Ben and Jerry's Neapolitan skin graft.
Ben and Jerry's bone marrow transplant.
That's funny. I was just going to say something about bone marrow.
Yeah? I couldn't think of anything good.
Ben and Jerry's chunky bone marrow.
Bun in the oven.
Ben and Jerry's mint abortion.
Oh, my God.
Ben and Jerry's French vaginal disease.
French.
Ben and Jerry's coat hanger Coco. Comes with little Sour Patch Kids in it.
Ben and Jerry's
And all chopped up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ben and Jerry's Marshmallow Hoover. Now just getting more and more obscure.
Marshmallow Hoover. Ben and Jerry's Back Alley Berry. An apple abortion.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's Raritan Bay dead baby in a trash bag.
That's an instant seller.
Yeah. Prom night abortion.
Oh my god.
Ben and Jerry's punch me in the stomach when I'm pregnant.
Ben and Jerry's, I swear I fell. No, he loves me. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, now. You got one?
Ben and Jerry's.
I'm thinking.
Registered sex offender raspberry.
Raspberry. It's a flavor not very, doesn't get his props.
Ben and Jerry's sorbet transmitted disease.
Oh shit, I had one. I just gotta word it right or this is gonna sound dumb. Ben and Jerry's strawberry lost one tit to breast cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
How about that one? That's a bad one.
STD sorbet.
I already said something about sorbet.
Well, yeah. I was just trying
don't
to
even
go
try.
Off.
Don't try. Don't touch my.
That's why I was looking at you. STD sorbet.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
When you look at him, you think it. STDs?
Yeah, he has a couple.
Only a couple.
You should be proud you're host of such wonderful STDs.
Up. Here's one from Carly. Ben and Jerry's praline and lymphoma.
Whammy from Carly.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Testicular cancer tapioca.
Tapioca. It's got to stay Ben and Jerry's.
It's got to.
Or else it's not funny.
Well, I think the Ben and Jerry's was understood.
How about Ben and Jerry's passion fruit amputation?
Ben and Jerry's fruit of my loins in the toilet. Is this another Eric fact?
That's new, and then these are all new.
Are these Ben and Jerry's?
These are all new.
These are Eric's facts.
No, we moved on to Ben and Jerry.
I need some Ben and Jerry's.
Paper.
Give me a Ben and Jerry, and I'll read your Eric quotes.
I'll read the Eric facts. But we need a Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry's, ouch, I have cancer. Ouch, it hurts.
Ben and Jerry's, whoa, this cancer's really kicking in today.
I'm sure they're all good. She doesn't need to screen them. They're all...
No, she does.
They're all winners. All
right, Nate, why don't you read the... Oh, you got Ben and Jerry?
We got a Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry's bloody balls. Oh, I get it, because I had jock itch.
How about bloody baby balls?
Ben and Jerry's dead bludgeon baby. That doesn't get much laugh, does it, the dead babies?
How about the Ben and Jerry Fontanelle fountain soda? Fontanelle's a soft spot on the kid's head.
Fountain soda, no less.
Yeah, fountain
soda. How about Ben and Jerry bone chip?
No.
Oh,
that was
so
bad.
So close.
You can't just say something. It's got to be...
Bone. Yeah. Like chocolate chip.
I thought it meant like a bone chip, like you chipped your bone.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's not funny.
God damn it. You know, the others were winners. I just.
Yeah.
Why?
Ben and Jerry's, ouch, I scratched. Nah, fuck it.
Ben and Jerry's soft serve baby.
You gotta put something in front of the baby.
Bay sorbet.
Soft serve,
raped baby survey?
Nah, I don't even know.
All right.
Nah. I lost it now.
Yeah, it's hard.
Ben and Jerry's absolute afterbirth?
I just wish. There you go. Wait, absolute after? It's not, that's a liquor.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a name.
It's absolutely afterbirth.
If they got Cherry Garcia, they're going to have absolute afterbirth. Because that's the only flavor. It's just absolute afterbirth. And a little carton.
It's just intense afterbirth flavor.
Intense. Pineapple placenta.
Liver labia.
I could really go for some like holiday themed Ben and Jerry's candy cane penile dysfunction.
Erectile.
Candy cane cancer. I don't know.
It just popped in your head.
I don't know.
Candy cane, I'm... Candy cane, I'm a cripple. Candy cane cripple.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie liver donor.
I don't know.
I'm so... It's a long list.
Cranberry ovaries. No, no, no. We're starting to lose apricot areola.
Now we're just going into fruit. We got some Ben and Jerry's flavors.
Do we?
From the group over there.
All right, let's go.
Ben and Jerry's fetus fruit explosion.
Oh, God. Who's his at?
That's Julia.
Fetus.
Fetus fruit explosion.
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 We got Ben and Jerry's French vagina bean.
French vagina. Whose is that?
Okay, we got Julia. Ben and Jerry's urethra swirl. And
oh, urethra swirl.
Ben and Jerry's smegma sorbet.
Don't tell me Julie was the only one pumping them out. Jason,
that's a seasonal offering.
Only in autumn.
I'm thinking Tom for this one. Ben and Jerry's Nambla Neapolitan.
That was mine. Nambla
Neapolitan. Like...
And last but not least,
that's like Ben and Jerry's slow churned yeast infection.
It rises when it poops.
Last
out.
But not least. Ben and Jerry's cancer cluster surprise.
You never know what you're going to get.
It's your liver. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, man. See, isn't this fun?
Roll the wheel of cancer.
Oh, sorry, testicles. Ooh.
We should do that.
Have a cancer wheel?
Like a wheel of cancer.
Wheel of cancer.
5 days to live.
What kind of cancer?
I don't have anything to read, so you guys...
You don't have anything to read?
No, I don't have anything.
You want to read one?
You want one?
Here,
you... No, you can read.
Here, you take one.
It'd be better if you read this without reading it. Read this one, because it'd be better if you read it without reading it the first time.
All right.
Don't even...
All right, then you read that one. Somebody read
some shit. Off the cuff.
All right, I'm going to read a Ben and Jerry's. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Ben and Jerry's pureed bladder infection.
Mmm, that's good.
All right.
It's very red. Want me to go again?
Yeah, might as well.
Ben and Ben's I killed Jerry and his liver's in this shit crunch.
It's like a personal note there.
That's a long title. They need extra labels.
Dear Ben,
I fucking you.
You are dead and I'm gonna put you in ice cream.
You are a cinder block and I am a stop sign.
You gotta read one.
Go. Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry's panty liner explosion.
That was Tom.
Oh, you sick fuck.
And we have Ben and Jerry's crotch rot and cream.
Oh.
Ben and Jerry's succulent dingleberry blast. I should have waited when you were done drinking.
That's a mouthful.
Of dingleberries.
.com.
You got
go ahead. Oh, you got it. Right.
Ben and Jerry's anus hair divinity.
Nice.
That was my
all
Betty
right. It's like a.
Let's hear it for all the interns who came up with great Eric facts and Ben and Jerry's all night. Kind of saved the show for us.
Excellent.
Yeah, we would have had nothing.